Welcome to Necessary Conversations with Daryl M. Taliaferro. Conversations that are real, raw, and relevant. Let's get the conversation started now.
Hey, welcome to episode number 16 of Necessary Conversations. I'm so excited to have you on the journey today. On today's episode, I want to have a candid conversation with you about the dangers of living in your truth. That's right. There is danger in living in your truth, but there is safety in living in the truth. Let's get to it right now. Over the last 4 or 5 years, if you've watched television, scrolled on social media, or simply had a meaningful conversation with a friend, it is likely that you've heard the expression, "I'm living in my truth." This statement was probably made by someone who was trying to stake a claim or provide a defense as to why they wanted to do a certain thing or behave a certain way. After all, I'm sure you thought, I can't argue with someone who wants to live in their truth, right? Wrong. You see, someone who says, "I'm living in my truth," they're literally making a relative statement. Their truth is only relative to them. Their truth may not be the truth. I mean, when you think about it, it's not such a bad thing, right? After all, it's simply an encouragement to live a life of authenticity. A life wherein you are true to yourself, that's not so bad, is it? Well, on the surface, not at all. All of us should strive to live a life of pure intention, a life of authenticity, a life where there's a meshing between what we say and what we do. We should live a life where there's a striving to be no one else but us. There ought to be a longing and a desire to perfect the essence of who we are instead of trying to duplicate somebody else. Yeah, it's fine to have heroes, role models, and people you look up to, but these individuals you should simply emulate, not try to duplicate. There are things about these individuals that you look up to, people that you call role models, people that you call heroes, that help shape the essence of your thinking, of your perspective, but it should not necessarily shape the totality of who you are. Individuals who try to duplicate others are inauthentic. And the fact is, authenticity has become a rare commodity. It appears as if everybody wants to be like somebody else. Not only that, it appears as if everybody wants to be somebody else. The fact is, we're living in a world full of plastic and filtered people. You don't believe me? Take a moment and scroll on Instagram. Take a moment and scroll on Facebook. These are people who want you to see them not necessarily as they are, but people who want you to see them as they want you to see them. As a result, authenticity has become an endangered species. If you find one authentic person, hold on to them, treasure them, value them. Although this statement, "I'm living in my truth," is cool on the surface, let's dig a little deeper and discuss why this ideology can be problematic and even detrimental to living a fruitful life. When we consider the idea of living in your truth, what does that actually mean? What does it mean to live in your truth? What is your truth? You see, there's a difference between individualized truth, which is subjective in nature, and objective truth. You see, individualized truth is based upon your own biases and your own limited understanding of who you are. You see, when it comes to various things concerning you, your perspective is skewed. There are self-imposed blinders that we all wear that cause us not to see the totality of the situation. Instead, we tend to focus on parts that avenge us, the parts that we see that makes us the hero and not necessarily the villain. As a result, individualized truth can oftentimes be a well-camouflaged lie, whereas objective truth is based upon data that will still be true whether you believe it or not. You see, objective truth is based upon the idea that inherently we all believe in some measure of right and wrong, which can be seen in how we govern ourselves, how we make decisions, how we do things from day to day. Yet no matter how philosophical we attempt to be, or no matter how much we try to rationalize or justify certain things, or even how much we attempt to understand the complexity of the human experience, what we do know is that there are objective truths that serve as guides to help us move from where we are to where we need to be. Let me give you an example of someone who decided to live in her truth and how this living in her truth kind of backfired on her. In 2015, a white woman by the name of Rachel Dolezal was thrust into the mainstream media for living in her truth. Rachel was a professor at a college where she taught classes that centered around the African-American experience. She was the president of a local chapter of the NAACP, and she regularly participated in various protests in an effort to fight for justice and equality for African-American men and women. That's not so bad, right? But here's the thing. Rachel Dolezal wasn't a black woman. Rachel Dolezal was white. You see, as with Rachel and with so many others, when people say I'm living in my truth, they use that phrase as a means to validate certain actions and behaviors that may be rejected and or opposed by others. You see, if Rachel would have told other people, hey, I'm a white woman, but I want to identify as black, that behavior would have been rejected. That behavior would have been opposed. And as a result, it is probably a good indication that Rachel may not have done that. But Rachel chose to live in her truth. And as a result of this creation of truth, it has caused her to be in a negative cycle of illusion and dysfunction, therefore backfiring on her. You see, for Rachel, her truth was that she was a black woman. She viewed herself as a black woman. She identified as a black woman. She wore her hair in various styles that were typically worn by black women. For Rachel, she was living in her truth, but it wasn't truth at all. It was a lie. The truth was that she was a white woman who happened to embrace and advocate for the African-American culture. You see, her truth made all of her efforts questionable and concerning at best. If Rachel simply would have owned the truth and then operated in the truth, all of her efforts would have been welcomed. If Rachel would have done all that she did in the truth, she would have perhaps been admired for standing up and advocating for the rights of others. You see, your name may not be Rachel Dolezal. You may not be a white woman who identifies as a black woman. That may not be your truth. But what is your truth? What are you identifying as that you know is not the truth? What actions are you participating in that you declare, I'm living in my truth, but you know that's not the truth? What behaviors have you embodied and embraced, but you know that's not truth? You see, your truth may be feeling like, I'm cool, I'm all right, I'm right where I need to be. But the truth is that there's so much more in you than you realize. There's untapped potential lying dormant on the inside. You see, your truth often brings warmth to your comfortability, whereas the truth tends to threaten any level of comfort. While the ideology of living in my truth seems harmless and maybe even admirable, there are some deep and fundamental issues that can arise in a world where we tell everybody that the only person that they are accountable to is themselves. You see, those that shout from the mountaintop, I'm living in my truth, often feel insulated and protected from those who dare challenge or question that truth. Yet, it's imperative that I tell you, your truth does not exempt you from the truth. Let me say that again. Your truth does not exempt you from the truth. So what are the dangers from living in your truth? I'm glad you asked. Number one, when you live in your truth, you may be isolated from reality. You see, there's truth and then there's your truth. Often your truth is predicated upon your personal wants and desires. Our truth comes about based upon our worldview. It's simply put, how we see the world around us. How we see the world around us is based upon a series of events that take place in our lives. So for example, things that happen in our childhood, as a teen, even as a young adult, all of these help to shape how we see the world around us. And then that informs our truth. Whether our truth is the truth or not, there are many people who shout from the mountaintop, I'm living in my truth. And unfortunately, they're isolated from reality. Number two, living in your truth can cause you to feel as if you're accountable to no one but you. You may feel, I'm grown. I can do what I want to do. Well, while that may be true, we all need accountability. We all need someone that will challenge us to be better today than we were yesterday, and then to be better tomorrow than we were today. You see, there's great safety in accountability. When someone can hold you accountable, they can hold you to a standard that is higher than the standard that you have set for yourself. Number three, living in your truth causes you to make unhealthy accommodations. You see, you begin to justify behavior and actions simply because it's something that you want to do. You begin to live a certain way and to act a certain way. And then when asked about it, your only defense is, I'm living in my truth. Number four, declaring something as my truth gives the inaccurate and unhelpful perception that the truth has somehow changed and or conformed to oblige your situation. And yet that's simply not the case. The truth is the truth, regardless if you agree with it or not. Let me say that again. The truth is the truth, regardless if you agree with it or not. And then number five, we place ourselves in the audacious position of defining truth. But we're not the creators of truth, so we shouldn't act or speak as if we are. You see, we as flawed and feeble human beings really don't have the capacity to define what truth is. Yet when we say, I'm living in my truth, we have simply erected various edicts that we hope will stand while simply watching them vanish and sink in the proverbial quicksand in which we've planted. Here's the bottom line. Just because you insist something is true doesn't make it true. Just because it's true to you doesn't make it true for everybody else. Your truth isn't necessarily the truth. Be authentic, not according to your standard, but according to God's standard for you. You see, there's nothing wrong with living in your truth as long as your truth is informed and yielded to the truth. The truth will stand even when your truth won't.
Thanks for listening to Necessary Conversations with Daryl M. Taliaferro. Follow us on social media at Necessary Conversations Podcast. Join the conversation by leaving a message on our website, NecessaryConversationsPodcast.com. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you'll be notified every time a new one drops. Now, go have the conversations you need to have with the people you need to have them with.